USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest state to be hit by tornadoes is Kansas. Several touching down late yesterday and overnight, including one that was reportedly a mile wide for a spell in the Kansas City area. But luckily, while there's damage, there are no reports of serious injury or deaths from it. Meanwhile, Mississippi River flooding already approaching historic levels. The National Weather Service says it's affecting at least 8 states. About a year ago, celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti was talking about running for president, but now he's fighting 2 federal cases that he pleaded not guilty in yesterday.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath, the Trump administration.
Avenatti accused of stealing $300,000 from his client Stormy Daniels and of trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Vice President and presidential hopeful Joe Biden responding to jabs made by President Trump while he was on a state visit to Japan. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Biden campaign waited just minutes till after the president was back on U.S. soil to issue a statement in response to his praise for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's insult, saying Joe Biden was a low IQ individual. The campaign says the president's comment was beneath the dignity of the office. To be on foreign soil on Memorial Day and to side repeatedly with a murderous dictator against a fellow American and former vice president speaks for itself. The statement also accuses the president of exchanging love letters with Kim.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says if he gets a chance, he'll push through a confirmation vote for a Supreme Court justice in 2020, even though it's an election year. In 2016, the Republicans shut down President Obama's nominee for the high court, saying it was an election year. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware speaking out about the possibility of additional troops being sent to the Middle East. The lawmaker says he'll always fight to make sure men and women serving in the Middle East have the resources and the equipment they need to protect U.S. interests, but Coons says he's concerned that sending additional troops will add to the escalating cycle of instability and tension in the region. He's urging the administration to explore diplomatic channels to de-escalate the security situation and avoid military conflict. Amazon is removing over a dozen books that make unscientific claims, such as drinking homemade bleach can cure malaria and childhood autism, and giving directions on how to make the potion, which doctors and federal officials say is very, very dangerous. Amazon has confirmed that it's no longer selling the books. Those in question were written by Jim Humble, a former Scientologist and self-appointed archbishop of a religion devoted to chlorine dioxide. And Game of Thrones star Kit Harington's in rehab. The actor checking into a treatment center for stress and alcohol use last month in Connecticut ahead of the Game of Thrones series finale. Harrington has reportedly had a hard time dealing with the ending of the show and is undergoing treatment to help him deal with negative emotions. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.